This is Twit.
DJI announced a new tiny drone. It's the Spark Mini Drone, and if DJI is to be believed, it is the drone for everyone. Everyone who has $500 to drop on a drone that's the size and weight of a soda can. It's got some cool features, including the ability to control it with your hand gestures and a camera that can recognize faces. The Spark will be available in alpine white, sky blue, meadow green, lava red, and sunrise yellow. It will ship in June, but it's available for pre-order right now.
It's only half a pound. It's half a pound, this tiny little thing. It's cute.
If I had $500, I would absolutely buy that right now. But I don't, so I won't.
And when I do, I'll probably think of something else that I need to buy before. Actually, I think this is pretty neat. Although, but we should ask Brian, because Brian is very familiar with all of this drone stuff, and I have yet to get one. I don't know why I'm lagging in this regard. What do you think, Brian?
I think it looks pretty cool, but it definitely seems not necessarily made for, like, I don't know, kind of the hardcore drone users at this moment.
Right.
I'm looking at it. It looks more like the kind of the kid version of the DJI Mavic is the other one that they have.
That's the one that you could fit in a backpack, right?
Right, correct. And that one has like close to 30, I think 30-ish minutes of flight time. And this one's kind of like half that. It's cool, but it definitely feels kind of like the kid version of the Mavic. I'd love to try one out.
$500 kid version of the Mavic.
Yeah, that is like the half the price of the Mavic too. I think it comes in at $1,200 if you do like the pro version of the Mavic.
Right.
And I don't know what the camera is on it. And
yeah, that's a good question, actually.
I don't know. I never want to be the first gen owner of a lot of these drones and stuff too. Not that like DJI has as bad a track record as GoPro does.
I mean, right. As far as drones go, DJI is pretty much the market leader, right?
It's pretty solid, yeah. It looks like they're advertising it where you can hook it onto your belt, too, and just go for a walk.
You know, it's portable. You could just hook it on your belt loop. No big deal.
It does have a camera. Our chat room is asking. Mike in the chat room is asking if it has a camera. It's 1080p camera.
That's cool.
Yeah, so
The hand control where you feel like a Jedi. That's
awesome.
So
there's the mom test they did. It's always like, does it pass the mom test? Which someday I'll stop being offended by, because some moms are, you know, can fly any kind of drone. It was easy to use, I guess. The demo worked perfectly at the show, they said. So, I'm guessing the price will come down. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, $500 still seems steep.
It's not bad. And it's got DJI's software behind it,
right,
which is all the tracking and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
And I imagine DJI as a brand for drones kind of carries a premium because of its reputation in the drone category. It's kind of known for the higher end, really well built, good construction drones.
Yeah.
It's known for that, so it can probably command a little bit more off the top because of it. They have a $200 accessory pack that you can add on to it. That includes a charging hub, propeller guards, which I think you saw in the video, an extra battery, remote control. And you said half the flight time, 16 minutes of flight time on a charge, 31 miles per hour top speed, obstacle avoidance. I just like the idea of the
hand
Jedi
control
gestures. Move over there now.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're just like basic gestures, though. They're like, land and soaring, but then for more specific gestures.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe they'll improve that. It's really cool if you could, do a couple of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, let's get one to play with, right, Jason?
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.